Turning now to Asia, Thailand's opposition party leader Abhisit Veeyavia was nominated prime minister today following months of political chaos as supporters of the former government tried to blockade lawmakers and government buildings. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels has this report.
Opposition leader Abhisit Veeyavia became Thailand's third prime minister in as many months on Monday, taking control with a slender majority in parliament and an economy teetering on the brink of recession.
Given his previous record as a clean law politician, campaigning against corruption in the past, it puts him in a very good position to begin the proceedings of cleaning up the mess of previous government.
A PhD student of Thai history, Charles Monthanvichinchai, says that Abhisit will bring something new to Thai politics.
He's garnered a very good image and basically hailing from a new generation of politicians that Thailand hasn't seen for quite some time. Although a minor side to him is that he isn't really known for dynamic or radical policies that might be needed in this time of crisis.
The vote in the lower house of parliament followed 6 months of instability caused by anti-government and anti-taxant demonstrations that culminated in November with a week-long takeover of Bangkok's two airports. The selection of a new prime minister is expected to calm the country's politics. However, several hundred Thaksin supporters tried to block the gates of parliament on Monday in a last-ditch attempt to prevent the outcome.
The road, I think, could still be a bit rocky in the next couple of weeks.
Abhisit's majority of 16 MPs may disappear altogether on January 11th, when by-elections are held to replace 29 MPs fired in December's court ruling. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.